Podcast.
Here we go. Hello, hello, around the block and around the world, wherever you are. This is where we discuss, debate, and deliberate all things diabetes. Glad you're here. Representing type 2, my name is Dobie Maxwell. Always proudly representing type 1, the vivacious, effervescent, always in the know, Ms. Sammy Parker, checking her blood sugar as we speak. Mm-hmm. Today, we'll get to Sammy in seconds. First, today's episode is brought to you by the Diabetes App, a free social community app that brings together both type 1 and type 2 diabetics, plus their supporters. Hopefully you're one of them. Find community, resources, and Sammy and me on the Diabetes App. Did that give you enough time to check your sugars?
It did. I'm 120 with a nice little arrow going sideways, happy. Better than ever.
Did you have a dance class last night? Maybe that got your sugars down.
Oh, gosh, that was not good. But yesterday I just walked and talked all day.
Well, you don't even have to walk. We're just going to talk today. I am delighted to announce a special guest, Sammy. For once, we're going to talk about type 2. No offense, type 1 is important. 90% of diabetics are type 2. That's the theme of today's show.
Dobie's stoked because the ball's in his court today. It's type 2. They're going to relate to each other. Both guys, I'm going to be the loner girl type 1 over here. But our special guest is Dex Geralds, and I actually connected with Dex on Instagram, one of those basic connections, but an exciting connection. And Dex is located in the LA area, same as me, woot woot, and is really into training and coaching and physical activity. And yeah, Dex, can you give a little about yourself?
Hi, I'm Dex. I've lived in LA for the last 8 years now. I am a personal trainer, fitness model, anime and comic book nerd. I love to read, love to be outdoors.
A man that does it all.
Where did you move from, Dex?
I am originally from Michigan, but I moved from Boston to LA.
Hmm. We're in Michigan. I'm holding up my Michigan map. If you're just listening to us, a Michigan looks like a hand. So if you talk to somebody from Michigan, you hold up your right hand and say, where Michigan? Oh, I'm by the thumb. I'm by the second finger. Point to your finger.
Near Detroit. So close to this area here. So I grew up in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Ipsy, gateway to Ann Arbor. I know it very, very well. I'm a comedian, Dex. I've traveled all over the country. I had a radio show in Lansing. So Michigan's cool. Boston's cool, too. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for having me.
I went to Michigan State, so very familiar with Lansing.
Cool.
That's in East Lansing, Michigan, yeah. For you people.
I had a good family friend that went to Michigan State, too.
It's a great school.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, they have a big rivalry. There's Michigan University and Michigan State. And there's a rumor or maybe a stereotype of Michigan people being higher class and more working class people go to Michigan State. So Michigan, the cheerleaders for a long time would yell, that's all right, that's okay, you'll all work for us someday.
I've heard that before. They've also
been
no.
Little brother for a while, but as of late, our athletics has been a lot better. So
sure has.
Yeah, I don't think we're a little brother anymore.
Did you play football? We were chatting before and he said he loves football. Did you play football there or no?
Yeah, for 2 years.
Oh.
Running back.
Super cool.
I was a fullback. Right now, I weigh about 215 pounds. Then I weighed about 255 pounds.
Now, oh my God.
Did your diagnosis have anything to do with that? And if it did, please tell us your diagnosis story, if you would.
No, actually, when I weighed that much, I was mostly muscle. My neck was, right now, it's about 17 inches around, then it was 18 and a half inches. So very, very muscular guy at that time. I wasn't diagnosed with type 2 diabetes until, I want to say, about 6 years after that.
Crazy.
Maybe 7 years after that. So like my story with being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I was living in Boston at the time. I was working at Buffalo Wild Wings. I was one of the managers there. And at that time, I started CrossFit. And I was doing that pretty competitively. I was working out in the morning, working out in the evening as well. Only issues was I was not getting enough sleep. Working in a restaurant, you work 11, 12 hours consistently, usually. So I get home from work, sleep for a few hours, work out, come back home, make lunch or whatever, and then head into work and then leave work and then work out again. My diet at the time was mostly paleo, with the exceptions of sometimes I would eat like the wings there and I ate a lot. So sometimes I would eat, I don't know, 30 to 50 wings and...
Wait. 30 to 50 chicken wings?
Yeah.
You are a strapping young man, Dex.
Dobie, do you know what paleo is?
Do I know what paleo is? That was my nickname in prison. Paleo Maxwell. No, I have no idea. Tell
us what that is, Dex. Do you want to say what paleo is for Dobie?
Yeah, so I mean, the paleo diet, It was just mostly anything that is grown from the earth and can be birthed is basically the basic way to say what paleo is. So I wasn't having any like processed food, not eating bread or...
Well, that's good diet though. That doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, so like my diet was pretty solid. And because of CrossFit, I was obsessed with it. So I was watching all these YouTube videos. And one day I came across a video of a CrossFit athlete who was type 1, but he talked about his diagnosis story. And he started to mention things like he was thirsty a lot, using the bathroom a lot, would get in irritable moods. And I realized I was having some of those same things. Like I would get up 4, maybe 6 times a night, use the bathroom, and then drink this crazy amount of water where I would walk around. And you could hear the water like in my stomach, like slushing around from all the water.
You're
I
was like, drinking. Oh, shiz, this is me.
Yeah. And I was just thinking at the time, like, I'm just super hydrated. After watching that video, I was like, maybe I should go get checked. And yeah. A couple of days later, I ended up going to the doctor and told him, I think I might have type 2 diabetes. It runs in my family. So they took my blood sugar. And at that time, I believe I was like at 400 when they checked it.
Yeah, that's high. I was like 535. And Dobie, what were you again?
It was over 500.
Okay.
So all I know, I was ready to pass out. So 400, that's up there.
Yeah. And it explained a lot. I'm just a naturally nice guy. And I remember going to work sometimes and me in this angry mood or irritable mood with my employees. And like they would say things like "Dax is on his period" or something like that. That would just so yeah. Like...
They're like, "Dax, you want 4 or 6 wings?" You're like, "I want 8, damn it!" So wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it's super crazy because at the time I think I was down to like 220, maybe 225, and had a 6-pack, everything. I was in the best shape of my life, so really didn't make sense to me. From everything I've heard about type 2 diabetes, that I would actually have it. But yeah, I mean, here I am.
Yeah, I was going to say what's crazy about it is that with type 2, I think, you know, people don't realize it can be genetic, which I think I said this in like a different episode. I think I'm forgetting what it is, but that it is genetic. So did anybody in your family like have a previous history of it or no?
Yeah, so later found out. I always knew my mom had it, like growing up, like I remember seeing her inject insulin and like taking metformin, pricking her finger. Yep. And I didn't really have the best relationship with my father, but learned that he also had diabetes. So, okay. And then I think there's something like if both of your parents have type 2 diabetes, there's like a 50% chance that you're going to get it. So basically it was just a point and yeah, happened.
And do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of 4. I have 2 older sisters and 1 older brother.
And none of them have it or they do?
My oldest sister does.
Okay.
My other sister, she lives in Florida, Jessica. She was pre-diabetic. Lucky for her, I was already diabetic. Could help her learn how to control that and like what kind of diet would help her. So she hasn't been pre-diabetic for the last few years now. And then my brother doesn't have it.
Do you think it helped you that your mom had it and could maybe pass down some, I don't want to say secrets, but just tips and, hey, you're going to be okay? Or were you intimidated? I was intimidated. I was in my 40s when I got diagnosed. And I'm thinking, all my family had cancer and they deserved it. Not diabetes. I'm by myself.
Wow. Actually, like, so I'm sorry. My mom passed away not too long ago. So it's talking about her brings up some emotions. But
very sorry.
I'm sorry.
It was nice to be diagnosed and knowing that she had diabetes, because like when I had questions, it was easy to just call her up. And and my mom was also a dietitian, so like learning like what foods to eat, what would make me spike, making sure I had enough fiber. So yeah, it was nice to have someone to turn to and speak to. And
totally,
yeah. And it wasn't even looking back, I realized like both of my grandparents, my grandmothers on both sides, they both had diabetes. I'm like thinking back, I was watching them do the same things that my mom did. So as like, I've only had diabetes for about 9 years now, but like I pretty much grew up with diabetes my whole life.
Yeah. No, I get it because in a different way, but I was like so young. I was like 12. So it's like, I remember stuff from when I was 5, but really it was a small window before. Like I remember life. I don't really remember what it was like without. Like I do, but I don't, if that makes sense, you know?
Right.
And it becomes second nature. But I think that's what's cool about the podcast is because like Dobie, for example, doesn't have anybody he knows with type 2. And so he was saying to me that it was so nice. Like, it's like a community, people who understand, but it can be really tough at times when you feel like, okay, or you're, you know, go-to people, like as much as I can get so frustrated with my family for being like, why are you eating that? I thought that spiked your blood sugar. Wait, Samantha, you said you can't eat bananas. Why are you having honey? I'm like, oh okay. I'm like, okay. We're going to let me do it. But it is helpful though to have people kind of just around and keeping you accountable in any way, you know?
Right. And I've experienced that not too much with my family, but like dating someone and like going out to dinner. I was like, oh, I thought you couldn't eat that. Or are you sure you should be eating that? And like, it gets like, all right, I know what I'm doing. Like, just let me.
Dex, we have an episode about that, dating with diabetes. If you maybe you could get a chance to listen to it. But if listeners, you haven't heard it, it's hard enough to date anyway, especially the first couple when, you know, your cards are up and you're kind of, you know, revealing. But when you have diabetes, it just takes it in a whole different direction. Not always good either. It's not always pleasant.
Exactly. I'm going to have to listen to that episode.
Do you have any good dating stories? Just something that maybe, because it's always good when someone else's date goes wrong. We like to hear about it. Sammy and I shared ours. So if you don't know.
Any good dating stories? I don't know if they're like good dating stories
funny,
at all.
Sorry, let me
funny.
Rephrase that.
We meant funny.
Let me give you a summary, Dex, really quick. Like, okay. I had one where I was like, well, I guess there's a couple different ones. But one of them was like, I was, you know, my college year, sophomore year. And I was like, yes. Nice girl, but like, you know, had a dorm room to myself. So my guy friend's like staying over and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have an insulin pump. Like, I can't just let the pump be floating around while I'm watching the movie. Like, so I leave on my like leggings, like my workout leggings, because I'm like a big fitness guru. And I'm like, I'll just leave them on and like keep them in the pocket. And he's like, are you not going to like put your pajamas on? And I was like, no, I always like sleep in like leggings, because I literally was like, I don't know what to do right now. Like, I don't know what to do. So that's an example of one.
I'll give you one, Dex. I had real quickly, I had a woman, took her out to a nice dinner, cost a lot of money, back to her apartment. Things are going really well. Ding dong. Someone's at the door. Who's that? It was her brother. Let's win. Oh, hi. This is Dobie. I don't know how to tell you this. Mom died. Her mom died. Well, end of date, all over. So nothing could be worse than that. So I'm setting you up for a good story. Nothing could be lower than mine.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know if I had any funny ones at all.
Get back to us on it. That's okay.
No, I just had some bad dates.
Well, that's okay. But okay, sorry. Yeah, we were beating around the bush here. Not beating around the bush. But as far as exercise goes in type two, lay it down for Dobie, because he needs some exercises that are going to whoop his booty.
No, Dex, you and Sammy are both very athletic. I respect you. I know how difficult it is. But I think the majority of type twos, like myself, I was a comedian for longer than you've been alive. And my work day, I'm driving 8 hours to work. The heaviest thing I pick up all day is a microphone. And then I go eat fast food late at night because I'm in a small town. So there are thousands, if not millions, of people like me that can use an exercise. You guys are like, well, yes, walk and lift and squat and thrust. And it's great because it's part of your life. But when I'm in a strange town and I don't want to do it, I need motivation. So if you could help people like me, not just me, listeners too, we'd really appreciate that.
Yeah. So like, I think the biggest thing is motivation will come and go. The biggest thing is you just have to find something that requires movement that works for you and that's exciting for you. So like, I've worked with people before. I've had a client, he was 64, and all we did was walk and talk. He loved to talk. So I go on the walk with him, and he was actually pre-diabetic when he came to me. And because of the walks, and like, we'd do some other things too, but mainly we'll walk a mile and a half. He was able to change his pre-diabetes to no diabetes at all. And so far he's been able to keep that up. So like, the biggest thing I've learned with anybody, whether you have diabetes or not, it's just you have to find the thing that works for you. And that may not look like lifting weights, doing burpees or something like that. It could be something completely different, like learn how to roller skate and doing something like that.
Now, what's a burpee? Just for people that don't know, I'll just try to keep everyone on the same page. Because I think people call squat thrusts. Maybe that's what we call them in where I live.
Burpees are when you drop yourself to the ground and pick yourself up and jump, basically. So it's kind of like going down into a push-up, coming out of the push-up, and then coming out of a squat. Basically what I like to call the metaphor for life, like you fall down, you get back up and you jump back up. So yeah, not the funnest things, but very effective.
Dobie, I would love to see you do a burpee.
Well, death isn't fun either. Well, I would love to see me do one too. Maybe you and Dex can demonstrate. It was hard. And push-ups, all these things that, you know, when you're 10 and 12, it's like you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Then you get to be 30, 40, 50 and higher. It's like, ooh, this is a lot harder than I thought. And I think, is it not a mistake to jump into it and do too much on the first exercise, the first workout? You got to ramp up, don't you?
Yeah. So you want to start off small and be able to progress from there. If you start off too hard, then you're probably not going to want to go back and do that exercise. Yeah, it's like you definitely want to be able to ease into it and then make sure that you're in. As you progress, you're able to make the movements more difficult or the weight more heavy kind of thing.
The Diabetes App is an online community platform that was created to help people living with diabetes find support and information in one spot.
And on the Diabetes App, you can join groups and connect with other people all over the world who are also living with diabetes. I mean, for me, whenever I have a bad day, I find myself scrolling through the mental wellness group just to reassure myself that I'm not alone.
The Diabetes App has a resource section where you can find articles, recipes, tips, and tricks for managing your diabetes. Download the Diabetes App today and connect with us right on the app.
DieStrong is an online telehealth platform that connects you to medical and holistic professionals to help you manage your diabetes. Find registered dietitians, nutritionists, certified diabetes educators, and more without the hassle of having to go into a doctor's office.
Wait. You mean a lazy bum like me can have appointments right from my computer? Sign me up.
That's right, Dobie. And this week, our listeners can use promo code JMT25 for 25% off their first visit.
Yeah, don't try to cheat and go to JMT26 because you're not going to get 26. It's 25. Go to www.diastronghealth.com. That's www.diastronghealth.com.
We are back. Just My Type, the Diabetes Podcast. She is Sammy, type 1. I am Dobie, type 2. Dex is our special guest. Also a type 2. You guys are both buff, fit, working out. I don't want to say jealous or envious, but I admire your dedication.
You've been walking a lot, Dobie, so that's all that matters.
Dex, do you walk a lot?
Actually, yeah. I do an hour walk a day. I usually listen to an audiobook when I do it, but I think it's super important to have some kind of morning movement just to get you started. And for me, that's a walk.
I have a question. So can you explain why exercise is so important for those dealing with type 2 diabetes?
So exercise is important for people living with type 2 diabetes, mainly because we have excess glucose in our blood. And the way to burn that off the best is exercise or just movement in general. You can definitely sometimes overdo it. If the workout's really intense, then your body's going to want to have that glucose to use the burn. So sometimes you'll spike. So like I recommend anyone with type 2 diabetes, weightlifting is a great thing. Doesn't need to be heavy weight, but that's going to burn the excess glucose out of your muscles. And then if you are going to do something like more high intensity, mm-hmm. then interval work is something that works really well. That way you don't spike while you're working.
I was going to say, I like to do like cardio or like low intensity and then either weights or high intensity and then end with like a 10 minute walk again. Do you think that's like beneficial for somebody with type 2 or does it not really matter considering they're not some of the time not taking actual insulin?
No, it's super beneficial. Like you're basically hitting everything. Like one, having type 2, you can develop cardiovascular disease. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to make sure you're doing cardio. So the way you just described is like perfect. So you hit your cardio and then you hit weightlifting. Building strength and increasing your muscle mass helps store glucose better in your body. So then you won't have too many spikes. You kind of have a nice fasting glucose. And then that 10-minute walk is just like if you have elevated your blood sugar, that'll help keep it or bring it back down and hopefully put you back into a normal range.
I have a question for both of you, if that's okay. What's your recommendation about joining a gym? Do you think it's good or you think it's good by yourself? I mean, do you think, is it necessary to join a gym? Some people have that. They buy their membership and then they never go. Well, what good is that?
I love going to the gym. If I'm not going to be going to the gym though, then I, no matter what, like it's a walking day for me. Cause I think it can be hard sometimes. I think at home workouts are great. And there's like, you know, all those fitness people that are like influencers that do at-home workouts through COVID. And it's so great. But I also think if you're just somebody that you have to recognize like, okay, don't get motivated at home and like the gym setting allows you to be motivated, then go to the gym to do all that. And then the days you don't, maybe that's like your body telling you it's a walk day.
All right. Yeah, I totally agree. And it kind of depends on what kind of person you are. Like if you're introverted, you might want to do like an at-home workout or get a gym membership at like LA Fitness or something like that, where you can put your headphones in and do your own thing. But if you're mm-hmm. extroverted, you might want to find a gym similar to like a CrossFit or Barry's Bootcamp, where you have social interaction and you're working out with people. So it's kind of like you just got to test the waters. Like I don't never sign up for a gym right away, because then that could happen where you learn that you don't like the gym and then you don't show up anymore. And now you're paying this monthly membership. So yeah, I think it's just super important to like test the waters and figure out what works best for you.
Dex, what are like three then exercises? If you could list out three for someone with type 2 diabetes to do on a daily basis. Can you give us three?
Number one, I would say any form of squats. your legs are your biggest muscle. So if you work your legs, you're going to burn more glucose off your body. So any form of squats, whether that is just a regular air squat with no weight, or squatting may hurt your knee. So maybe you just squat to a chair and stand up from there. Second, I would say either walking or jog, depending on, again, if you're capable of running. If not, do the walk. That'll help you with just cardio. And again, that'll help fight cardiovascular disease. Mm-hmm. And then the three, I would say, I know a lot of people think it's bad for your back, but I would say a deadlift. It's a full body workout. It's also very
functional. I agree.
And yeah, it's like, it's very functional. Like every day you bend down and you pick something up. So
tie your shoes.
Exactly. Tie your shoes. I don't know if you have kids, you have to pick them up from there. So So I would say walking, some form of squat, and a deadlift would definitely help. Just those three things.
When I try to squat, my knees sound like a bowl of Rice Krispies. I've had some car accidents in my life. So it's hard. Squatting is hard for me.
Dobie, why don't you just sit to the chair?
Chair would be like great. But yeah, I've heard snap, crackle, pop on a lot of people's knees before. I've like read though that like sometimes those noises is just air in your joints.
Uh-huh.
And not so much about an injury or anything like that. So like if your knees hurt, the chances are that they just need to warm up and then they'll feel better from there. Or it could be something else that's causing your knees to hurt.
Yeah.
Boy, it's fascinating as you get older, you know, how much you feel the exercise. And I think sometimes when you feel it, it becomes unpleasant and you don't want to do it. And then it's an unhealthy cycle in that, well, I'm eating poorly, I'm not exercising, and next thing I know, my diabetes is out of control, especially for type 2. So I'm glad you're on, but do you have anything, a tip maybe that we can keep motivated? I mean, hopefully our podcast keeps people motivated, but sometimes I feel all alone. That's why I'm so glad to talk to another type 2.
Yeah, I mean, again, as you just got to find, you have to find movement that you enjoy. So dance. Dance is something that
I'm very Caucasian, Dex. Dancing and me does not go together.
Hey, dancing can look like anything. I mean, I've seen some terrible dancing out there, but
you're going to see it when you see me. It looks like if something's on fire and I have no shoes on when at the dance floor. It's like, are you okay? We have to call an ambulance?
Okay, Dobie. I'll give you dance lessons.
It's so funny. I used to work at a department store when I was just coming up as a comedian. And a lot of the guys that worked there happened to be gay. And we were really good friends. And I said, could you just teach me how to dance a little bit? You know, if I was gay, I'd dress better. I'd dance. I get all the chicks. All the chicks like
that's
the gay
true.
Guys.
That's true. And they know what they're doing. And I'm like,
and I want the gay. I mean, I want the chicks, but I can't dance and I don't dress well. So I need some help in all those. Sammy, I keep saying it every episode, but it's true. Every guest we have is fascinating. Dex has been fascinating too. And we're out of time.
I could have learned so much. That's my favorite part about it, honestly. I didn't even know. I mean, you were naming off like a lot of different exercises too that I was like, I have not done burpees in a while. I'm going to be doing the burpees when I go to the gym later. But okay, Dex, question of the pod. Would you like to ask everybody?
What's your favorite chicken wing flavor?
All right, Dobie. I feel like this is up your alley. You can answer.
No, I'm kidding. I like Elizabeth, our pod squad leader. She said, I'm going to steal hers. Honey garlic. I love those honey garlic ones. I like them all, but that's my favorite too. What about you? You can't have them, can you? Miss plant-based? Do you have tofu wings?
Yeah, I'm plant-based. I don't think... Yeah, they probably do. But I've had them a long time ago, but I don't remember. I think it was just like the basic. I'm sure honey garlic sounds great. That sounds good. Maybe barbecue. I don't know. But Dex, what's yours?
My favorite from Buffalo Wild Wings is Asian Zing sauce. And then I guess second place would be honey barbecue. Both.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. Well, guys, answer the question of the pod too. And you can find Dex on Instagram at DexGeralds. But answer, rate, review, subscribe, please, a 5-star rating so we can get the diabetes community all together and to learn from the amazing Dex on what exercises help type 2 diabetes. Such a relevant issue. So you can find us on social media, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at JustMyTypePod_, Facebook at JustMyTypePod, and our hashtag JustMyTypePod. And Dex is at DexGeralds on Instagram.
Special thanks to Dex. Also, a special shout out today, as we try to do every episode, Pete Christensen, originally from my hometown of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, now living as an actor out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He listens. He said, I am not diabetic, but people in my family are, and I learn every episode. So thank you, Pete. Thank you for listening. And Sammy, let's put a cherry on the sundae.
C'est la vie, baby.
This is the Just My Type podcast.